Hi, it's Greg and Lucky.
And this is our podcast. If you don't catch us from 5 to 9, this is what you missed.
Well, this weather can really eat my walrus. Enough of this. I was way ahead this morning. Like, I was up and moving by about, I was probably ahead by about 10 to 15 minutes. And luckily I was. So I really have a system in place. And I can hit my snooze twice, get up into the bathroom, teeth, shower, groomed, out the bathroom, and usually, like, all within about 10 minutes.
Mm.
But, and that was all fine, chickity-boo. We were moving along just fine. And then I stepped outside. And then I realized I didn't know where the hell my snow brush was. And so now I got to let the car warm up a bit to try to melt some of it down while I'm looking for the snow brush. And I did at one point think, I'll just roll the windows down and let it fall.
Right. It's pretty thick and sticky, though.
It is. It is. And so I was digging through the garage. And as a good husband that I am, I found both of our snow brushes, which I pulled Maria's out for. Because she's going to deal with it when she has to go to work. But
right.
Yeah, so it threw me right off.
Yeah. I was out last night meeting an old friend, and so I saw all of this kind of start, which it really is weird, because just looking at, like, traffic cameras through, like, Scarborough, like, Leslie Bayview area, it looks fine.
Mm.
Like, you know, okay, a little bit wet, but just rain. In, you know, anywhere east of, like, Whitby, it's full on snow and snow covered.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we're talking, like, you know, centimeters of it that's stuck to everything. Really slushy drive more than anything. But, you know, if you've one that's, like, already changed to the summer slick tires or put the car away for a motorcycle, it's going to be an interesting day for you.
When you say old friend, is that code for hider?
No. No. Come, not at all.
Come clean with your
friend. No, it's a buddy who's who wanted to chat about a business venture. He's which is one of those kind of golf simulator places.
Mm.
He's doing, so he wanted.
Isn't there enough of those already?
Well, he's a little further north, so It's not hopefully the first in the market there.
So is he asking you to get in?
No, just asking my advice, having been to a few of them. So it was neat. You can kind of talk and see the technology, and we'll have to go check it out when it's opened up, Craig. There'll be pints available there.
I'm in. I'll go. I'm actually shocked that you left the house, especially with this weather. And I would think at one point you might have hopped on the phone and said, we could just do a Zoom on this.
Well, it was a pint, and it was 30 seconds away from my house, so it was fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It wasn't a long venture to get there.
All right. Very good.
But to sit and watch it, because when I left the house, it was just raining.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I got back, it was probably about 3 centimeters of snow on the ground.
The hider bring the kids with her?
That's a lot of nuggets for her to consume.
Did they get to spend some time with Daddy? Almost all drivers rate their own driving as very good or excellent.
Right.
But very few people would give the same grade to other drivers.
I saw a meme yesterday, and it hit home. It was like, every driver I pass is a slowpoke.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone who passes me is a speed demon.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Where's the cop?
Yeah.
Right? Like I'm always going the perfect speed.
We all agree that one of the biggest problems seems to be distracted driving, people who are on their phone. You know, we all say this is a problem, yet when you are driving anywhere, just look around. Everybody's still got that damn phone in their hand.
I think one of the biggest issues on the road is just selfish driving.
I remember fondly back to the days when the only distracted driving was your father reaching back to smack you in the head and tell you to shut up. What are some things that are overpriced, but you still don't mind spending the money on it? It's totally worth it. A bunch of people online were sharing, and it seems like the number one thing is good, comfortable shoes and socks.
Okay.
I
don't know if are socks overpriced necessarily.
I don't know. I haven't bought any in a while, but I did hear once a drummer in a band saying that when you're on tour, you want lots of just nice white cotton socks. Switching them out all the time, putting on
right.
A fresh pair.
Okay.
Seems to do a world of good for one reason or another.
Yeah, I mean, I usually wait until they have holes before I replace.
Yeah.
But when you do, it's funny. I did buy like a six pack or got them for Christmas or whatever. And when you put the new ones on, like the amount of cushioning they have compared to what has been worn down in the older ones really is shocking.
I can never seem to find a sock I really like. And so I have a wide variety of, I've got really thin ankle socks and then I've got, you know, thicker ones and then I've got some pull up ones.
Right.
I'm good with them for a little while, and then I'm like, oh, these thin ones look silly on my feet, or they're too thin. It's a whole thing.
Right.
That's why as soon as all this hell that is outside, Craigie can soon get back to the sockless.
Comfortable shoes are important, and it's one of the tough parts about all the online shopping that we do, right, is that ordering a pair of shoes or clothes in general can be difficult because everything fits differently. But shoes by brand, and even within brand, different models fit differently. And I remember once I had gone and, you know, those stores, they have like a clearance table of older stuff. And I put a pair of golf shoes on those that, you know, were my size. I put them on quickly, seemed to fit. Worst idea ever. Because there's no shoe I walk in more than my golf shoe.
Sure.
And I don't even walk the golf course that often. It's more just walking from the cart to the beer cart and back. But if you don't have a comfortable pair there, you're in trouble.
Good quality mattress, a good quality pillow, good quality sofa. People seem to
You should be paying a little more for that, especially the mattress, just based on how much you use it.
This one's very important, and I just think actually this should be put into law. You must overpay. These people are worth their weight in gold. Hiring movers. If you at a certain point in your life still think you can get your buddies and your family to do it for warm beer and cold pizza,
right?
You are just a horrible, horrible human being.
Yeah, it's time to pack that in. In fact, speaking of packing, I would hire professional packers if that's a thing. Like if I just stand there and tell them, you know, keep and toss.
You think you could even do that?
I did a good job.
You'd be humming and hawing about the tossing.
We're in renovations, right? And so we're having to pack things up. I got rid of a lot. But then you gotta fold it all up, pack it, then unpack it. It just seems like, something a service I would pay for and probably overpay.
Air conditioning, especially in the dead of summer. I remember growing up with it. We never had air till we were in our own home.
Really?
I don't know how my dad, he would do it. He'd be standing there in the kitchen, having a cup of coffee in a suit, making phone calls, booking appointments in the, like, dead of July.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, but I guess that's all we knew, so it was what it was. I never understood, and I don't know how it is with new homes today, but when we bought our first new home, the AC was an upgrade, and I always just thought, well, why don't you just charge everybody an extra something and everybody gets AC? The heat gets put in. Why doesn't the AC get put in?
Yeah, you think now you might as well just go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
And put in, the builder grade version. If you want to upgrade to more than that, you can.
Yeah.
And especially because I think, you know, back in the day when you had a little bigger lot and things were spaced out a bit more, you could get that breeze.
Right.
You know, up a window and actually get something. Now in the cookie cutter crazy world that we live in with these communities, you know, the houses are so packed together, I'm not sure you can get a breeze through.
The only breeze you're getting is the whiff of your neighbor's breath.
Yes, that's right.
Can you turn your head?
Well, because there are, it's funny when you see like the windows are, you can reach out and touch them.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Especially in some of these really nice homes. I mean, you walk in and the front entrance is all lovely. And then your dining room window is just staring into the brick wall of the neighbor beside you. That's why we've always gone for older homes. I mean, there's things you always have to do. And certainly we're dealing with stuff in our house now that I've never had to deal with elsewhere. But at least when I look out my windows, I see trees.
Yeah.
You know. Experiences. Instead of just... save money on the day-to-day stuff, people say, but then splurge on things like concert tickets or a weekend getaway. These are memories, and they create lasting moments. So, yeah, that kind of makes sense. Dental care, sure. Quality pots and pans, well, if you're into cooking.
Definitely.
A solid, warm winter coat. Yeah, can't go wrong with that.
Right. Might still need it today.
I find I'm more than willing to drop a few extra bucks on good quality anal beads. You gotta listen. I'm
tired of using the Raisinets.
I've had the cheap ones. I've had the ones off the discount table. I mean, I tried them on for size right in the store, and I thought they worked. I got them home.
My goodness.
Worst investment ever.
The way your mind works. Holy cow.
Oh, now you're going to tell me you've never purchased anal beads.
No, I can definitely tell you that.
The amount of stuff you buy online.
I buy a lot.
You are.
That wasn't one of them.
Here's the difference between you and I. I'm honest. And you are masking constantly. You live in this little, I must present myself this way
right.
world.
Yeah, well, it explains your attitude.
I'm going to look down your nose at me in anal beads.
You often come here like you have a chip on your shoulder. Now I know where that chip is actually placed.
Listen, my anal bead community, don't listen to him. He does not know what he's speaking of. And finally, I love this. Things that are overpriced but totally worth to pay for. Divorce. Someone asked men to name things that they didn't know about women until they moved in with one. And one guy says, well, you know, just like cats, they naturally gravitate to the warmest part of the house. I'm honestly not even sure if she loves me or just my furnace. This one is very true. It happens in my house. And when we have, Maria, of course, there, and then we had Ariel. My son's even a little guilty of this, but not nearly to the extent that they do this. They never, ever finish their drinks, and they leave scattered throughout the house half cups of coffee and half glasses of water.
Hmm.
Everywhere.
Right. I think in our house, Adrian and I are both guilty of, we'll finish the drink, but contemplate having another. Like for her it's coffee, for me it's water. And so I'll leave my glass out on the counter just thinking, well, I'm not sure if I'm done with it yet, and when I am done with it I'll put it away. But we get the same thing. There's usually a coffee mug and a glass out on our counter.
It's me and a wine glass. But I know I'm having another.
Yours
one.
Is not contemplating.
Yeah,
it's just waiting.
Another guy says, she takes her bra off at the end of the day the same way I take my belt off, with the force of 1,000 suns and a huge sigh of relief. Yeah. Women have a million black hair ties and also none.
Yes, that's true. And you'll find them in the most unconventional places.
Yeah. I have a 5-foot-tall, 100-pound woman who takes up our entire king-size bed.
Starfish?
Yeah, I guess so. How long it takes to put on makeup? A guy said he never saw his mom do hers and didn't realize it's a whole thing.
Right.
Oh, yeah, and we need days in advance.
The process.
You know that anytime we have a place to go on a Saturday or something, the conversation starts in the morning. What time do we have to leave? So I back it up, and I know we got to be at this event at 6. It's going to take us an hour to get there, so I'll know in my head 5 o'clock is when we got to leave, and I'll tell her we have to leave at 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
Friday.
You know. We have to leave yesterday.
That's right. We're already late. The hair gets everywhere, well, especially if you're with a woman who has long hair. But then that's already true of dudes with long hair as well.
True.
A guy said his toe was hurting, so he took off his sock and found a single hair wrapped around it, cutting off the circulation.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't say I found that. Certainly, you know, when it comes to cleaning out the drain.
Oh, geez.
It's a nasty venture.
It's a crime.
Because it usually starts with the long hair, and when you add to that our shavings, it's gross.
Pillows everywhere, says one man about the woman he lives with.
Right. And the worst are the pillows that you can't actually rest on.
They're just there for show.
They're there for show, but don't touch them.
Right.
Those, you got to know which one. And then you got to learn the karate chop when you're putting a pillow down. I didn't realize that until I was married.
That's a thing?
That's a thing.
Why do you karate chop a pillow?
Because a pillow can't just be straight, like the cushion ones on the couch. It needs to have like a little definition to the top of it.
Oh.
So you place it down and you do a karate chop down the top of it.
Hmm. I don't know that we do
that. These are design elements.
I didn't know this stuff.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know that we do that at our house. Common areas guests can see must be spotless. The woman's personal space that cannot be seen by guests, an absolute disaster zone. And, you know, it's a buddy of mine years ago said, and I've stolen his line and used it many times, our bedroom looks backstage. It looks like a backstage Paris fashion show.
Right.
Just stuff everywhere.
Right. And as a guy, I'll say this because I know I'm about to go through it. We're doing some renovations at the house right now. Mm-hmm. So in the rare event that we have someone over, right, when that happens and they know you've had renovations, they want to see them.
Sure.
But you got to be super careful about how you show that, because anytime, you know, when we had our kitchen done, someone comes in and I'll get when she gets home, I'll get, you didn't show them the kitchen, did you? Like, in that condition. It has to be
spotless.
Staged like you're selling the home. And so if you're just going to have, you know, you have family over for Easter or Thanksgiving or whatever it may be, and you've just finished the basement, it better be spotless when you're showing it, and show it like it had just been finished, not like you actually lived there.
The only thing I don't like about showing people new renovations is almost everybody is going to have an opinion, and somebody is always going to say, well, why did your contractor do that?
Right. Yeah.
Why is that looking like that?
Yeah. Well, you don't invite people who know what they're doing over, because that's what
people who don't even know what they're doing have something to say.
Yeah. I don't really care about them though.
Yeah. No, I know. It's all just swinging dicks when it comes to any dude who knows what he's doing. Well, that cold air return doesn't belong there.
Right, that's right. That's not up to code.
That's right.
How do you know the codes? Are these codes even written down everywhere?
Show me the book. You haven't read that book like you haven't read the Bible. The first thing someone invented that could break the sound barrier was the whip.
Oh, yeah, the crack sound.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Japan attacked Hong Kong on the same day they attacked Pearl Harbor, just 4 hours later.
Okay.
Busy, busy day of bombing.
Right, yeah.
Hey, here's something you and Johnny Carson have in common. Only one thing, though. He liked living alone or being alone so much that his $81 million home in Malibu, no, you don't have that in common.
Oh, I was going to say. Mine's a few shy of that.
But his home in Malibu only had one bedroom, and that meant he never had to have house guests. And that's where you and Johnny collide.
My man.
Yes. $81 million home. Johnny, can we stay over? No. No room for you.
So I just don't have any room for you to sleep.
I'm sorry. Go sleep on the beach.
What did they do with all the other rooms then?
Maybe it was just one big massive room, like open concept.
Back in that day, they weren't making big open concept houses,
dining
right?
Dining rooms and everything.
Everything was all closed off.
Yeah. They were all Johnny and Ed's drinking rooms.
That's right.
Disney's first animated movie to focus on a woman of color was Pocahontas in 1995. It's also the first and only time Disney made an animated movie about a real person.
Right.
That being said, the movie did deviate significantly from the true historical accounts of Pocahontas' life. And you,
yeah, a little more depressing.
I think, yeah, not it wasn't all singing and dancing.
No, as kids, no. Let's think about the plague.
Yeah. This is interesting. I don't think I ever knew this. When you're on a plane, you're under the laws of the country where the plane is registered, not from where you took off. So if you punch someone on an Air Canada flight that took off in the U.S., you'd face charges here in Canada.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The word aardvark comes from the word aardvark. It's an African word, which means earth pig. Should be a great name for a band.
That would be a good one.
Won't you please welcome Earth Pig.
Aardvark.
Yeah. I'd be the name of a kid who gets beat up at school a lot. The temperature on the moon at the Apollo 11 landing site was 93 Celsius, or if you still enjoy the Fahrenheit, 200 degrees.
Seems hot.
Yeah. Yeah. If it ever really hot.
Someone's like, whatever, it was 24, whatever they said it in that room.
This is great. Bill Murray agreed to do the voice of Garfield because he thought the script was written by Joel Cohen. Joel Cohen, the guy behind Fargo and The Big Lebowski.
He did Garfield too?
No, he did not. An actual guy named Joel Cohen The guy who wrote Daddy Gay Camp and Cheaper by the Dozen did Garfield.
Joe, not Joel.
Yeah, right. Both Joels.
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
The only difference is you got the Fargo guy who was a C-O-E-N.
Gotcha.
And then you got the other guy who was a C-O-H-E-N. There are two animals.
Some agent really heard about it after that one.
Oh, got fired. There are only two animals that tongue kiss, do some Frenching. It's humans, of course, and then the bonobos. They're in like a monkey. An ape of sorts. Yeah. And then the only humans who don't do any French kissing are married ones. I remember back in the day, newly into something.
Good just, necking session.
The deep kissing.
Right.
Oh, so exciting. Now that I barely get a peck on the cheek.
Get away from me.
Yeah. Ooh. One of the most popular slang terms in the 1800s was, my name is Hanes. Like a Hanes underwear.
Oh.
My name is Hanes.
That was a slang term in the 1800s?
Yeah. It meant you said it if you wanted to quickly end a conversation or leave a room.
Why?
I don't know. It was the 1800s. Yeah. But I think we should incorporate it here. Anytime we're tired of one another talking, my name is Hanes.
Every break will end with that. My name is Hanes.
That's right. In 1976, here in Canada, a book was written and it ended up winning a bunch of awards. The book is called Bear, and it's because the story follows a lonely librarian in a sexual relationship with a bear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like a real bear? Like live bear? Teddy bear?
I don't know.
It is a book. I gotta look it up. It's fiction.
Someone earlier texted in to say Ted is the bear. And then maybe that's what they meant, like a teddy bear.
Oh.
I thought they meant Ted Reader.
No.
How dare
well,
you?
Well, like the movie and the TV show, Ted, right. Like that.
That's right. My name is Haynes.
Rock Mornings with Craig Venn and Lucky. 94.9 The Rock.